The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Super Mick, bro.
Emery's more excited.
Super Mick Arteta.
Oh.
You think Mikel Arteta is not Super Mick? That's Mick McCarthy.
Yeah, it has to be.
Bro, you can't just...
That's a legend.
What are you talking about?
You're going to put... You can't
listen,
put Arteta
I know.
And Mick
I only
McCarthy
know one Super Mick, bro, and that's Mick Arteta. Mick McCarthy, I remember my Wolves and that.
No, but that's the whole point. When someone's like not that great, but at the top end of not being great, they're super, bro.
The start of the season, Dan. You know how that works.
I hate it. It's a bad season.
With
already,
the start of
bro.
The season and the preseasons are usually short. We're still bleeding the team in, like still gelling the team together.
Who us? We can't get a team together. We got everyone. Not everyone's back from preseason.
We've got an empty seat there.
Oh yeah, but there's a mic.
There's a mic.
May as well fill it.
Listen, Paul.
What happened?
Something happened the other day.
Went to the game.
We did go to the game.
Crazy.
And we saw someone there, didn't we?
Oh.
And you know I had to bring him here.
You brought him today?
I had to bring him today, bro.
He told you off.
Lives. Oh. Show you yourself,
off.
My bro.
Told you off.
He told you off.
He didn't tell no one
he
off.
He told you off.
In the building.
Same Lives! Top. Same top.
West in the building.
Same
listen,
top.
We it's came good. In the... Do you know what it is? He's Snake Man, because he got the more... He had me looking at my shirt. What's this bit? What's some exclusive?
Yeah, he got Champions when League badge. He got the Champions League badge.
Champions League, come on, bro.
Brother, look at the difference.
Hold on, wait. Did you just get an introduction and walk on to the fellas?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hold on.
It's a different budget.
There's a reason why. Did you not see the tweet then?
I don't go on Twitter. Only when I'm going to tweet.
You know it was, broski. I'll be real. You know, it's transfer seasons. You get me? We need wingers. We need attackers.
Oh my God, you're getting straight into it.
Of course. Times, hey. You don't like that. Hey.
What's this got to do with the tweet?
Yeah, what happened that morning leading up to the tweet?
2-2s now. Man's woke up now early. I'm just seeing bare Texas message. Yo, Poe's trying to grill you. I was like, what are you not talking about?
Oh, was you on him?
I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, what do you mean?
You weren't even on him, bro.
These times, I've gone on Twitter, because normally in the morning, man check Twitter, I check the transfers, because obviously, you get me, we're approaching the deadline day soon, innit? You get, we need a striker, we need a winger, you know, like that. So man's been, in them couple days, man's been... man's been obviously voicing the frustrations of what we need, rare. Boom, now I've just seen the tweet now. Obviously, I must have done a tweet saying, this is more obviously getting onto Arsenal fans, isn't it? Just saying, yo, like, the context is, we know that we have to get rid of either Eddie or Nelson, yeah?
What did you do? What did you tweet about Reece Nelson and Eddie?
This is what I tweeted, innit, yeah? More getting onto our fan base, innit? I said you've got to have a sickness.
I don't know.
If you're happy,
lawyer, chat to me.
So Dan Liv's tweets that Poet comes now, Stone Cold Music. Out of interest, how do you act when you see these guys face to face? He then replies, "Shut up, man. See me outside, you."
Bro, I'm telling you.
No, because this is what it was. On a Northwest thing, he's called my phone, yeah? He's called. This is the worst thing. As I'm reading it, I've seen Livs on my screen. I said, oh my God. Livs, I don't think you've ever rang me, bro. Yeah.
It's that early, that early.
It's yeah, early, not that early. Yeah, not like that. So I'm saying, bro, I knew he was going to say, I'll give you your space. He's played his game, you get me? I've tried to defuse it. I do this, I've done this a lot for Poet.
So hold on, it was like potentially a real situation.
No,
he was annoyed.
He was mad.
He was annoyed.
No, but part two now, I've gone to the game now. Obviously, I've gone up there by myself. I've ran into Livs up there.
Oh no.
I wanted to talk about the season starting. Who's rapping about Poet? For about 27 minutes.
Just rapping, Bob. It was actually a very good conversation.
Nah, it was good, it was
that
good.
Man was excited to go into the game.
It was insightful.
Like, it was one of those ones. It was actually probably one of the best conversations I've ever had with Livy. I'll be real.
But it was about Poet.
No, but hear this, Dan. And he didn't know I was going to do this to him on camera, yeah? I said, I guarantee when you see Poet, he's just going to reach out for a hug and you're just going to hug him. He's going to be calm. He said, what? No? Are you mad? He don't rate, man, Gee, what do you think happened when they saw him, bro?
A big hug.
Because it's real. No, before 30, when my hairline was all right, I was like that as well, bro. Because when you get older, you let go. You know that it's not everything's a battle.
Real life.
Yeah, fam.
Well, that's not where it ends, because he then said to Adam McCullough, shut up, I'll see you outside as well, you.
Hold on, but Adam McCullough was there as well.
You know, hey, there's been bad times he's just been at him for no reason. I don't know why.
So what's your energy on Twitter is like, let's just do this in person.
I've never seen him like this.
No, okay. I was going to say, it sounds like me. Me on Twitter. That's me on Twitter.
No, but Savage, you know what it is? It's not even like that, innit? Do you get me? See me. Lippy knows me. See me. I love, like, interacting with man. Do you get it? Because you get me.
I mean, if that's what you like to do. I know where the filthy fellas are.
I love interacting with the man and the content creator. You know what I mean?
I love interacting with men. I just love men.
All right, let me introduce the lineup. Because we haven't done that in a while. I'm going to start over there, introducing another Northwester, another Arsenal fan. His name is Livs Lech.
Appreciate it, my guys.
Come on, man.
I'm on filthy. Hell, ready to go.
We need to have a transfer, man.
Next on the panel, we got another Northwester, another Arsenal fan.
Another Arsenal kit.
The Lynx Africa top.
The cheaper one, because I don't know. How much is that one? They ever say it.
If Northwest had a flag?
Be my face, but the hairline hidden, I'd have a hat on.
It's lick shot lippy.
We're here, man. Arsenal winning the league.
Shot of love, we're going to win the league. 14, number 14 is coming.
14?
Number 14, no, number 14, that's in the 14th league title, isn't it? If we win it this season.
Bro, we talk about the modern era. You're talking about the old Division 1.
Doesn't matter, bro. History.
From 1940.
Just because you ain't got history.
I got one of those as well. I got a few of those. I'm just saying that. I got Champions Leagues.
We'll get there.
I got big stuff.
To my left, we've got an entrepreneur, a mover and shaker, a man with a new gaff. What about? Can we announce? Do you have a new? Does it matter?
Yeah, no, we can. Just run it, man.
A man with a new baby.
Soft launch.
A new gaff and a new baby is a stressful summer, by the way.
Mate, this has been a big a transitional
season. His name's Savage
Dan. Yeah. I'm still here. Imagine that.
That's what we can hope for. A lot of people aren't here no more.
Many people thought I may be dead by now, but I'm still going. Someone's going soon, though.
Next on the panel, we've got a guy I actually don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been up to. I don't know what to say about you.
I've been on loan in Lithuania. That's where I've been.
Lithuania?
You might be the one to go, bro. Because I don't know what you're doing over there.
They love basketball over there, you know? Did they think you was a basketball player?
No, they thought I was everyone. It's like when you go to Asia and they think you're Michael Jackson, you're Shaq, you're everything.
You think you're Michael
Jackson? I'm everyone there.
So who did they think you was then?
They thought I was Frank Ocean. My hair was dyed.
Well, his name is Caleb.
I don't have a tag, so yeah, man. Happy to be here.
You
man.
People need to figure out your intro lines, man.
I hear it.
Shaky.
Well, last but not least, we've got the Wiley of YouTube.
Wow.
As I like to call him.
He might be in it.
That's all right, you know. That's all right.
His name is Poets Corner UK.
Yes, I come in peace.
Okay. Today.
Today? Today. I feel like I've been coming in peace. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Boys, game week 1 is over. How do we feel, man?
Mixed emotions.
What did we learn?
Nothing. Do you know what we learned? Football is just a cycle.
God.
It's just a continuation. It's just the same things, right?
Yeah, we're back here.
You lot got to win.
Arsenal got a win, yeah.
No, but we got a loss.
No, but it's like, even though you lot lost, I didn't see you lot's match. I'm hearing the Chelsea performance weren't that bad.
It weren't bad at all.
They could have got a draw. We did all right. I think what's been missing from game week one is pain. Don't get it twisted. We was at the match. Me and Paul was at the match.
Come on, brother.
It was frustrating at times, but we didn't feel like we was going to lose. We didn't. I watched the Liverpool match. Liverpool was quite comfortable.
Does anyone want to offer an interesting take after this first weekend? Or does anyone want to put their nuts on the table?
Aston Villa can win this league.
What?
That's not a prediction. That's just anyone can.
Shooting from the goal kick.
But hear me out. You see them games like the West Ham game? I was watching it and I'm thinking, these men ain't getting to get the win. It looks like maybe it was a bit of all glory. Then Duran, the man that's meant to move to West Ham, that I don't actually rate that highly.
He looked good.
He looked crazy, bro. All of a sudden, he's one of them players that maybe in training, the players know a little bit more about. So second season, when I'm thinking, why are you still here? The club knows why he's there doing his thing. And they still got more players to come into. They just look convincing to me. They look convincing. So did Man City.
Man City looked okay.
Man City didn't need to be at their best to beat you lot. You lot could have got a draw.
We could easily, but do you know why we can't? We cannot score goals.
Oh, we got a kit to launch.
Oh.
I forgot. We've been banging this kit out though. I've been way up.
Hold on. Oh yeah, should we launch it now?
Yeah, let's launch it, man.
Right, we've got a kit to launch. Out of nowhere. There you go. Launched. They've seen this already because they keep DMing me, asking me where they can get this
PK
kit.
PK keeps juicing in it every morning on Snapchat.
On juice? What do you mean juicing?
Like Nutribullet and that. What? What, is that wrong?
Didn't make it better.
Tell me what you think.
What's the pattern called? Swirly?
Yeah, Swirly.
Let's go with Swirly.
Let's call it Swirly.
Swirly, yeah.
Swirly.
It's a Swirly pattern.
A Swirly pattern, yeah.
Pink. It's the Pink Panther kit.
It looks good on girls. It looks good on girls, by the way.
Does it?
It looks good on girls, my brother.
And it's gonna look good at Carnival. Is it out before Carnival?
Yes, it is. It's out right now. So you can actually go to the link in the description and you can get all the information you want. And most importantly, you can make a purchase. But it is a limited stock. Once it's gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
Oh my God, we hit 200K subscribers. Oh my days, boys. Come on, man.
Clap it up for that. Clap it up. 200K.
We did it, man. Any plaques here yet?
I'd like to thank me.
Are there any plaques here yet? Because we saw
Do you get plaques for 200K?
Yeah, you get a gold
Mark one.
You get a gold.
No, we didn't, guys. Stop.
I saw a gold one, no? Is that fake?
Gold for 200K.
Is that a million?
That's 500.
500, yeah.
Well, I need the silver one then.
We're going to get there. We'll get to 500.
How would you think we'll be? That's a great question.
I don't know, you know. I hope it's soon because it will stink if it's in a while. But yeah, now we'll get there, man.
Liv, are you in your 20s?
Yeah.
How?
Why? Do I look older? Like, man said how? What? Do I look older, yeah?
You don't have to say your age, yeah? You don't have to say your age, but give me a player that's older than you.
A player that's older than me?
That I won't believe, like.
Sterling. Raheem Sterling's older than me.
Okay.
He's your year, isn't he?
He's older than me. Who else is above, man?
Our school years don't count when you're age.
Well, I'm
man.
29, innit? So.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so you said it. Ah, cool, it's done. We're good to go.
It's done.
No wonder. Game done.
What's your star sign?
I don't even believe in that, but I'm a Sagittarius.
But you knew straight off. You knew straight off.
Would you say you're a typical Sagittarius?
What's that, an ocean you?
Some traits that they say, I hear it innit, but some things they're stretching.
Guys, listen, don't worry, guys.
Man said the ocean.
Wait, ain't Sagittarius? Oh no, that's Pisces, of the fish.
Don't worry, guys, we still have a high percentage of viewers that are not subscribed or watching us.
So there's 30% of us that are watching and not listening. You're not listening. Just hit the button, the bell. That's it, and then it's over. We don't have to say this again. And you don't have to do this again. It's done. So please just, hit the button, like, comment, subscribe, and all the other stuff that Mitch says.
Support black businesses, man.
I can't lie to you, that's a proper parent right there, you know. You're watching, but you're not listening.
Deeper, darker.
I want to give a shout out to Steve-O first of all, because he's a bit of a, I don't want to say Johnny Evans, because he's Thiago Silva.
Thiago Silva, but even his team keeps
going. He's an older gentleman, but he's been keeping up. But obviously his hammy's pulled up.
He's done his hammy.
We've sent him out for rehab. He's in, I want to say Tenerife, but guess what he's using? NordVPN. This episode is sponsored by NordVPN.
Woo. NordVPN is the fastest, most reliable VPN on the planet. Like Jordy said, Steve-O is abroad, but he used NordVPN to watch the Premier League matches, like everyone can do.
So as a man that's done this before,
yeah,
I would imagine that Steve-O has switched his location and accessed all streaming services.
Yeah. Which were being geo-blocked.
How did you guess?
Because I've done the same thing. Do you know what's even better about NordVPN?
I just found out, but let them know.
It can save you money on hotels and flights. Because if you change your location,
it thinks you're over there.
It thinks you're there and you get a cheaper, better rate. So you just change your virtual location to the region that you want to visit. And all of a sudden you get the local price.
Simple. It's perfect for when the Champions League away games begin. Perfect.
Are you there? Are you there this season?
Am I going?
Yeah.
Where?
I've got Europa. Head over to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas and our link will get you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan.
Which means rather than getting 24 months for the 24 months that you pay for, you get 28 months. I'm good at maths.
You're good at maths.
Yeah, man. Yeah. 24 plus 4 is 8.
30-day money back guarantee, Poet. So there's no risk?
No risk.
NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
So obviously I've got a Northwest man with me. Northwest hairline, so we have to have the Northwest news. There is a new Northwest show.
Bob.
Yeah? Somehow, someone has trusted Miles to do his own thing. It's the best looking show on YouTube.
What's his YouTube called?
Mileage UK.
Yeah.
TV? Mileage UK TV. Come on.
There you go.
Come on, man. I know my stuff, man. And the link's going to be in the description or on Caleb's face.
Yeah. I've got to make my YouTube, innit?
You still made it?
You've said it for so long. That means you're not subscribed.
Do you know what? So people should make a suggestion what the name should be. Because you got so many names. There's so many ways that it could go.
It's
so
true, man.
Let the people decide what the name of the channel is.
Don't trust the people, man.
Top scorer. That's it. European giant.
I'd like to bring us to Friday Night Football. Yes. I sat down. I got ready from 8 a.m. for this game. I just want everyone to know that.
Why?
Because it's a big game.
I wanted you lot to lose so bad.
Everyone wanted us to lose. Could have. We was on the main stage.
Andres Pereira, man. If he just waited, man. That pass perfectly.
That half Brazilian.
Awful.
What did we learn from Man United Fulham?
That Smith Rowe's going to take some time to adjust.
I was just about to say that.
He's been taking time.
We'll talk about United soon, but on a Smith Rowe thing. I know it sounds dread and it's one game, but that's why he's gone, man. It's too safe. It's too safe. He plays too safe. He doesn't make mistakes in that, but there's nothing extra, bro.
Where did he play? Was he in the 10?
Yeah, and no, though,
because it was like a 3 in the middle of the park. Sometimes I'll see him drifting. But when Tom Craney came on,
he looked better.
He just so much more direct. Better, every single pass looked like it was going to a dangerous area.
Yeah, but you know how it, like, I don't, like, when you come on off the bench from a losing position, there's nothing.
No,
you
it was
can
no
do.
No.
Oh,
it was no no.
Well, even then, like, as long as you are able to get on the ball, yeah, I'm saying. It's easier for the sub to come on and like kind of make an impact. He's watched it. He even knows. He's like, yeah.
He's getting instructions from the gaffer saying this is what you need to do. But let's be real. Smith Rowe, during his Arsenal time, he was like at his 21-22 season. That was his best season, yeah? He was coming off from the left and he had an overlapping fullback to allow him to come inside. Fulham played him in the middle and he had to come and help him build up. He needs a 6 so that he don't need to come and do that build up work. I want to have him just off the striker. That's where he's good at.
You can't play him in the left on a team like Fulham.
You can't. He's not like that.
They ain't got that kind
of. But in the middle of the park, they had like Harrison Reed and Lukic. And I want to say like Lukic is more of a like a centre mid. And then Harrison Reed will chill. So Smith Rowe had the license to do it. I think you're being too kind. I understand where you're coming from. Like Smith Rowe needs to just take him, like just literally go, I'm going to do this.
But see these players you mentioned, Lukic and Harrison, are they the sixes that will help him build up? They're not a Joao Paulinho.
No, wait, lads. Who the cares?
Because Smith Rowe's us. It's your just our boy.
Hey Len, bro.
The f- fuck is this?
Because it's Arsenal, it's bare Arsenal fans.
Oh, by the way, I realise what you've done. For the last 3 weeks, you've been the lone Arsenal fan here. Now you've got two Arsenal fans.
I need help.
And they're both in the same top.
Not that type of help.
Has anyone got anything nice to say about United?
You know what? I'll give you a positive. Yeah? You're right back, Mazraoui.
Yeah, I think he's a good signing. Comfy. Look,
thank
comfy.
Thank you. Aye, Lippy, like your turn.
I was going to say him, but I was going to say you didn't lose. And I really
don't like that.
I just thought you'd lose. You know, just for no reason. It had every...
Because you're our biggest hater.
No, it's not even a hating thing. It's everything was there for you lot to lose. Like,
all right, cool.
Xerxes.
Poet, have you got anything nice to say?
It was a better first performance than your game against Wolves last season.
It can't get worse.
That game was bad. Yeah, like, and then this season, I was thinking, I wonder if Fulham are going to have
win
that type
game
of...
As well.
They won 1-0.
They won 1-0.
They ran in it.
I'm super confused how you remember what Man United's first game last season. Do you actually just watch every
match? It was a Monday night, innit? It was a Monday night game.
You watch all of this football. So what else do you do?
No, but I remember that as well. There's nothing wrong with that. It was a Monday night game.
Sorry, I know this is a football show, but I can't believe you lot are watching so many games. Like,
it's a big game. It's an important game.
Man United versus Wolves. Why are you not even watching that?
Have you got have you got anything nice to say about our win?
No.
Did you watch it?
No. Yeah, I watched it. But only because I'd missed club football for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I needed to, it was a Friday night. I'm trying to be inside.
Can I ask you that? Fulham are your rivals, yeah?
No.
Yes, they are.
Did you want locals? You wanted locals, like
you wanted us to win a little bit. No,
they live on the strip. Like, they don't get involved. They was never part of this.
They're witnesses.
Yeah, like that's it. Like they're nothing like that. I wanted Fulham to win though, because I hate United.
You hate us more than Fulham?
I want Tottenham to win against you lot.
You want Tottenham to win against us?
Yeah, of course.
What?
I hate all of you.
What?
Nah, man.
I don't know, man.
Of course I do. You know what it is?
Bro, you think I know any Tottenham fans, bro? I want your pain, bro.
You do. Scorcher.
It's, bro, I can't lie. I can enjoy both, innit?
What?
What do you mean?
Like, I can enjoy United beating Spurs and I can enjoy Spurs beating United.
More than Tottenham.
So doesn't that mean you
hate
them both?
Arsenal more than City?
Yeah.
No, that's different, though.
Boys, wait. One at a time.
We hate United, bro.
Like... Your thing's Wenger. You back Wenger, so I understand that.
You lot don't hate well enough, man. Yeah. I hate 19 out of the 20 teams in the Premier League. That's my job.
United, Spurs and Chelsea, I despise them.
I hate all of you.
I hate you too, bro. Chelsea.
Can I ask Jordy and Caleb a question? Do you hate Mason Mount and Bruno Fernandes at the top of the end of the field? It doesn't seem to
work. Yeah, they can't coexist.
Mason's okay.
Yeah, but that's because of injuries.
No, I hate it. I hate it. We didn't finish our chances. I hate it. We should have had a striker. We would have put all them chances away.
But we have a striker.
Who?
He's just Hoyland. What do you mean? Yeah, he's injured. But when he comes back, there's not going to be no Mason Mount, Bruno up top.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what I hated. I just hated
that. Man United putting their faith in Hoyland.
Bro, you put your faith in Jackson.
Yuck.
You put your faith in Jackson.
Bro, I have no faith in anyone.
All right, cool. Don't worry.
Can I ask you a question, United fans, again? So you played, there was two centre-backs. I saw Martinez, who bodied Adama Traore.
There was two centre-backs, yeah.
And there was Maguire. But then De Ligt came on. What is the chosen two?
Maguire got injured.
No, I'm saying if your preference. You got the three. Who's your chosen two out of the three?
Maguire sits out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about when Euro comes back?
He sits out as well. Know. He's young, he's learning.
I actually don't know.
He's a kid.
I should trust my gaffer there.
Yeah, but he's like, that's for the future. He'll come into his thing and he'll learn from Johnny Evans.
Yeah, we got money like that, man. Don't worry about that.
I see you, player. I see y'all.
I don't know, because, you know, defensively didn't look that convincing. And I was thinking to myself, all right, Maguire comes in, De Ligt comes in, but De Ligt still needs to adjust. I don't know if he's going to be there yet. So realistically, after that first game, do you think you man are getting top four?
Shut the
I'm just asking a question. Because I know Arsenal are.
I saw this right, yeah? They brought on two centre-backs. Evans came on as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was thinking this is a blast from the past. Like, it was like,
come on, man. That's our FA Cup winner, man. Again, by the way. Like, just the
Evans and Maguire.
Maguire came off.
This is crazy. Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, what a crazy time for those two to still be starting and playing.
Can I be honest? They start for you?
No, only because they're adults. Like, that's the only reason. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my whole squad's 19.
Only because they're adults.
It looks as though we're getting Ugarte.
Yes.
So who starts in the middle right now? Casemiro on who?
Mainu.
Kobe, yeah.
So who gets dropped?
Casemiro. Casamigos. Legs.
Casemiro's done, man.
Ugarte is better than Casemiro.
I couldn't tell you. I'm not gonna lie to anyone.
Yeah, I wanted you to take it.
He's a shin kicker.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Maguire, you was interested in him all summer.
Not me.
Yeah, Chelsea was, yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Chelsea interested in everyone. That doesn't even count.
He's not great now. I want name brands. I'm not like you see, like, I don't want to go H&M no more.
You wanna go
I don't want to go Topshop. I don't want to go Reese.
Oh.
I want to go to the Village in Westfield.
Yeah, Westfield, yeah.
I want name brands.
Brand store, yeah.
I'm done with, like, trying to spend £36 and look fly.
That's Arsenal. That's what we just should, go. That's what we need to
get. Yeah, me. Just go get the Louis windbreaker, man. Mm. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. It's done. Just
is that your tactic when you shop?
No.
But then what? All right, so see the Louis windbreaker. Who is that in when it comes to Agar and Casemiro? Or either
it's
of them?
It's Nibal.
No. Casemiro's at Avericks.
That's our money exchange.
Casemiro's at Avericks.
Yeah.
I still wear my Avericks though.
No, you don't.
Some people do.
Casemiro, yeah. Casemiro's...
True religion.
No, it's true religion. It's not that old.
Visu, old school stuff, man. But we got our win. We got our three. We got our 3 points. And I'm happy to say we move.
Shit.
All right.
Next up.
Are you not ready to have your moment? It's because it's going to take 4 hours.
Let's do it.
The game wasn't even on TV, but cool.
Let's try and whiz through this.
Let's talk about it for 4 days.
Let's see. Arsenal versus Wolves. Arsenal looked okay.
Yeah,
2-0. Decent. It's a solid start. That's kind of what you want. I hated it, of course.
Yeah, same.
Horrible game.
Yes.
Against a horrible team as well.
Yes.
Because let's be honest. Wolves
are horrible.
They can punch
they
anyone.
They are horrible.
Yeah, they can punch anyone in the gut.
They've got some decent players, though.
Like they have.
Gomez, Aitnori, Cunha.
Gary O'Neill's a good manager.
Cunha. Mateus Cunha.
Oh, he's not that good, you know. I can't lie. I know he said outside the Emirates and started saying hello to everyone, but my lord, my brother, the chance he had. He's just not clinical. There was not one clinical striker on the whole field for either side. It stinks.
All right, I'm going to reverse the question now to the Arsenal fans. Was there anything of concern to you?
Bare concerns.
This weekend.
All right, Lippy, let's be honest. Thomas Partey.
Yeah, nah, that's...
Is that concerning?
I think that's, yeah, but I think that's standard because he hasn't played. But my main concern from the beginning of last season, and I've seen it with my own eyes now, is there, is Gabriel Martinelli.
Nines, I hope you're watching.
Hold on, wait, are we finally here?
Nah, I've been
here for ages.
Nah, no. Ages.
You know what it was? You see me, I'm a real you. Like, everything you said, Dan, it was facts. But you know when a man's got like efficiency within the chaos?
Yeah.
It's like he was putting numbers on the board, he's getting to the touchline, he's cutting it back, he's scoring goals, he's a constant threat. But the second that stopped, bro. I said it to Paul when he was walking back. Like I said, he does things right and it don't look right. That's how bad it is.
His body's faster than his brain.
Yeah, he's way
faster.
And he's lost pace.
So would you replace him now or do the faith thing?
I don't think we can sell him because the second he goes, finds form in a hot country, he's going to look like something we're going to need again. But I think we need another option over there. I like Trossard.
Isn't Trossard an option?
He is, but I just think if Martinelli's on, not burning his fullback, you now bring on Trossard. You're giving that fullback a break now. It's like, well done. Play against this guy now. You get me?
It's like Martinelli, unless he's just going to get one-on-one with this fullback and just try and bun him, he's actually useless.
He's got nothing,
bro. The bad thing is that's what the skill set he's got. We actually need it. So if he doesn't provide it, that means we've got no one else to provide that. So you begin to wonder, how long can you tolerate someone having potential and then not coming to fruition?
I think you need a better man there than you need a nine.
100%.
No, we need a striker and a winger.
Nah.
We need both.
Why don't you not take Maduke?
Goodness gracious.
What did I say to you?
Goodness gracious.
But if he brings Ruby Rose...
Yeah. Nah, none is media. I'd rather keep Reese.
You want Maduke?
No, because if he brings Ruby Rose... Remember, everyone's married, my guy. I love him, but...
I think that was just one FaceTime.
Right,
man.
Can I ask you like, the next question, yeah? Saka.
Oh, quality, bro.
What a guy.
Is it time to use the word?
I think it's been time.
What? W.
Since social media.
The W word?
Since social media, what? We're doing
You don't need
thing.
To stop throwing these big words, man.
It's a big word. World class is a huge word.
Right, yes or no, round the panel.
You know what it is? This is how I feel in it, yeah? You can call him what I hear...
Bro, you're not listening to your gaffer lives.
Do you know why? Because it's a deep
one for me. Now we're saying, do you know why I'm not listening?
Man got love for Saka, innit, you get it? But I still feel like Champions League, knockout, games, those are the games I need to see him thrive.
So until then, it's a no.
I feel like, okay, people can call him world class, but for me, my personal thing,
I'm only asking you, Livs.
Now you see why he went mad on Twitter.
Lippy, yes or no?
I think he's world class.
He's one of the best. If you tell me right now,
answer the question.
No, you know I had enough. If you tell me right now, is Saka one of the best right wingers in the world? Of course,
no, that's what we were asking.
We said is he world class?
He is world class. What?
He is world class.
Oh, you're lashing out.
It took you 30 minutes to say that.
He's fighting himself.
He was trying to say he's not, but he ended up saying he is.
I don't think he's biased though. I think the world class thing is in relation to your peers, isn't it? Man's talking about Robin and Di Maria and that. Is it? When it comes to other right wingers in the world, there's probably one or two at any given time that's better than him.
But Robin and Demi were them out.
Yeah, but that's a whole Saka was in primary school then.
Saka's a crazy
like, he's a
player.
Different kind of winger. You ain't seen like he's not like Mahrez, he's not like a traditional, he's a lot stronger, he's a lot more IQ-based decision making kind of thing. He's not like a free footballer. That's what
Lippy,
you see out wide.
Is he world class?
Yes, he is.
No chance. potential to be there, but absolutely
no chance. That's a bit harsh.
No, I'm not saying he's not good. He's class. But you said world class. That's the top. After that's legendary, you know, on FIFA.
Yeah.
So look, you just have to like...
Yeah.
Legendary, you lost forever. There's only a few of those ever.
So maybe he is world class then.
He's not. He's the one belief.
Professional.
Professional.
So what did he need to do there to be world class?
You need to win stuff.
Oh, facts.
To
Caleb.
World class, you
need
stuff.
To win stuff.
Harry Kane hasn't won nothing.
All right, cool. JJ Okocha, yeah?
Harry Kane's not world class?
JJ Okocha.
Yeah.
World class? You're going to be reserved about your answer because he was at Bolton and won nothing. Caleb.
He was also at PSG.
But he was a legend.
Sorry, 1 minute, boys.
He is a legend, though.
Caleb, let's be clear. World class or no?
No. Not yet.
Poet. Turn your mic, please.
TBC.
So that means no. This present day... Present day.
Because I've listened to everyone's arguments and I hear what you're saying, but I hear what they're saying as well. Like, how long can you be consistent at your job before you're considered the best in your job?
All right, cool. We've got Ed McKenna, yeah? And Ed McKenna at at Madonians
yeah.
is really performing well at the moment.
Yeah.
And is he world class? No. Because it's at that level. We haven't won anything. We actually lost this weekend in a friendly. So even though he's doing his bit and he looks good, how can Ed McKenna be world class?
So I can ask you one question. That's one question. If Saka's performing well every season, say 3 seasons in a row now, this will be his 4th season, where he's performing at a level that everyone in the world can agree this is top level performances for a right winger. Even if there's no trophies off the back of it, how does one medal or 3 medals with the same achievements as him as a player, he's done exactly the same thing, but now a team has given him that chance to get a medal. How does that change his performances and his perception?
Because he didn't do it enough to make his team win important matches.
So if you're saying not winning things, you can't be world class without winning things. Does that mean winning things makes you world class?
Nah, but it helps your argument.
Because this is my thing, yeah? Who's played on the right for City? All these Morris. Years when they win. Now. When they won the treble and...
Bernardo Silva.
World class.
Or Foden.
Alvarez. You think Foden's world class?
No.
Yes.
I think Foden's world class. Why is Foden not world class?
He don't even do nothing for his country.
I put Foden in the exact same bracket that I put Saka in. They're both kids and they're both cold.
You know what? I'm there saying Foden and Saka for me.
I don't like what you did there. No, stop. He waited for Saka to have a friend to not be world class.
No, but the only reason that doesn't make sense is you said Saka has to win things. Foden wins things. He's won everything. So why is he not world class? It doesn't make sense.
It's not the only parameter to be world class.
I just think the main thing is just Saka's.
Saka's super.
I know we
efficient.
overuse the word. It's aesthetics, bro. It's as simple as that, bro.
I hear where you're coming from.
It's that real. Like, it's not what you aesthetics. Get from world class wingers. You don't see that from Saka. At the end of the season, when you see the numbers and that, it might be there, end of the game.
That's a bad sentence. Nah, you're going to end this by saying he is world class.
Nah. I'm just saying that's why it works. Because again, if he goes a third season scoring 15 plus league goals, 10 plus league assists, I think that's world class.
No, I just think it's class.
So Dan, can I ask you another question then? So like, if you took Foden out of City,
yeah.
Do City have the potential to still win the league?
Yeah.
If you take Saka out of Arsenal, do they have the potential to run City? Finish second. You're an idiot. No, I'm only asking. Hear me out. Just answer the question. Why can't you answer the question and then we can see where we are at the end?
But listen to how you ended. You said to run City as close. Let's just leave that world class out of it.
Because I'm saying to you, I don't want to involve the teams with the player. Because the player's world class has got nothing to do with his environment. So I'm saying if he's doing everything with the environment that he has and his skill set to take Arsenal to where they are, and his contributions end up being more than a Foden at Man City, then it's incomparable situations. Like, if I take you out of Man City, City still easily win the league. But if I take Saka out of Arsenal, and Arsenal and City are not too far away from each other right now in terms of the league.
I said they're both. I said they're both not world class.
Yeah, but bro, Foden's only had one good season, like being the guy leading City to a title. And that was just
he didn't even lead them, though. He didn't even lead them.
I think
them.
He was their best player, though.
No, you don't, because you're going to take Rodri. Rodri's world class and he played great last season. Yeah,
okay,
all
right, cool. Him and Rodri. Him
don't
and Rodri.
Do that. Now you're making man hold hands. Like, no.
So wait. So you lot don't think Foden had a big part to play last season?
You're changing. Why do you change it? Why do you make your change? You can't make it.
Okay, he was one of the main leaders in that team.
Yeah, but they also have like five of those.
No, but I'm talking about performance, late minute goals, like getting the points. Moments, consistency. Why do you think he got PvP at the end?
Guys, don't worry. We'll get to City. Havertz got choked.
Mm-hmm. He got what?
I saw that.
Honestly, if you see this video.
It is crazy.
What, by the, he got choked by the neck?
By the neck. Man got poked. Do you see what happened to Jesus though?
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
You can't do that to a man called Jesus. That's mad.
Can't do that to a man, bro.
You can't do that to a man.
What's going on?
Why are your players getting physically assaulted like this?
Brother. Jesus was on the floor after the latter stages of the game, lying down. I know you're a bit tired, you can't be able to get up. A player walked over to him and got his finger and placed it somewhere. Kanye West said no girl has ever placed anything.
Oh, in his bum. I've seen this. I've seen this before at my level.
At our level, they do the sly one. My man, yo.
No, yeah, to be fair, in the match that I saw, it wasn't sly. Like, but it's also, that was a cup match. He just put his fingers in his bum. So, and in cup matches, cool.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's tactical. If you can't beat them, rattle them.
But you said he was on the floor. So how did he put his finger?
No, he bent over.
He bent over.
What was that move you just did?
He reached.
He went like that.
He reached from
the... Who are you? Eating crab.
He was standing in front of him.
He was standing in front. He tried to make it look like he was like trying to get him up. But he... Look.
Oh, my God!
You see?
It's dark.
Bro.
Yeah, no, it's dark.
It's mental.
It's dark, bro.
It's actually mental, I'll be real.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Because, Paul, remember, man, I didn't see that happen.
We just saw him go mad.
And they didn't show the replay.
No
either.
Cards.
So you just saw him going mad.
Hey, who's got a card? You see?
Yeah, this is
smart.
This is the choke. 1 minute.
Oh, the choke was real.
Is it the same man?
Yeah, same man. Look.
This
look.
Guy's a villain.
He's got a kink. He's got a kink, bro.
So this is the new dark arts player.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, man.
Dark arts is the difference. I think a large part of the difference between us and City is dark arts.
You look like a dark arts player.
I'm a super dark artser.
We should be happy, you know, because we were talking about the Newcastle game before it kicked off. The Newcastle game is where the dark arts killed us. I remember, who is it? Gamera is just going absolutely crazy. So it's kind of nice to see this happen and clean sheet.
Poet, are you a dark arts player? Have you ever had a handful?
I mean, I have been in the past, 100%, as a centre-back.
You had a handful?
On a corner, maybe?
It's always on corners, set pieces.
It's on corners, set pieces.
Set pieces. I do it. I do
like
it.
To slap, man.
Yeah. Slap man where? Do.
In their face.
Slap their bum.
That's not dark arts.
That's martial arts.
You're marking a man on a corner, and you quickly go... And he goes, ref, you just head it away. No, brother, he's there like... Bro, I slap man
that's
every
not
game.
You know, dark is like discreet. There is nothing discreet about
bro,
a slap in the
I'm
face.
Quickly like no, this, no, and I go, boom. No. I put my hand that's up to go ref, and I slap, see? That's dark arts. Elbows.
Okay, the last thing that happened, you lot, I hate you lot so much. You lot took over the internet with Arteta over Emery stuff.
That's nonsense, man. The whole Unai Emery being better than Arteta is nonsense.
Livs, you said that's nonsense.
Yeah.
What's nonsense?
I don't think Unai Emery's a better manager than Arteta.
Okay, so what you're saying is nonsense.
Why though?
Because Emery's better than Arteta.
They don't want to admit it. Why?
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Why don't you admit it?
I just think Emery can't. Yeah. He's one of them hero, man. He looked like Dracula.
100.
First of all, 100. Which is great. But he's just,
it's, I just think a manager of that level can only take you so far, innit? It's like your team, your club has to be in a certain position and then he lifts you that extra bit. With us now, we were where he wants to lift teams to. And he don't have the ability
he
to
can't
lift,
deal with a big club.
Yeah, to take them to the,
who,
to the next
who was
step.
The big club he couldn't deal with?
Arsenal.
PSG.
And why Arsenal. Are we, what do you mean PSG? He won the league over there.
Yeah,
and he lost.
Oh, him. Don't say yeah, but. That's the most he could do.
One second. What did he do at PSG? I'm confused. But what didn't he do?
Paul, he didn't win the Champions League. That's the whole point.
Because he lost to a Barcelona side with Neymar, Luis Suarez, and Messi.
And bottled a 4-0 league.
And then when he leaves Villa, he it's going to be, he couldn't win the league with Villa because he didn't have blah, blah. He's saying. One of them managers, yeah. Bro.
Guys, it's the same thing, man. It's just like Foden and Saka, man. They're the same.
But maybe even... Nah, he's better.
With
he's
Arteta,
better.
It's a grey area. He's new, bro. Arteta could be...
But do you know why I don't rate Arteta? He seems weird. I feel like he's got bare wine, like he's just got bare wine decanters everywhere. Yeah. Or he's just like...
Pickpocket.
Yeah, pickpocketing and just up to weirdness, man.
He's got a wine room.
All right, so just a filthy thing, Arteta or Emery's better?
I think Emery's better.
Caleb.
Emery.
Hate them both.
You hate them both?
Hate them both. I hate all of you.
Oh, well, if you had to have one, because you sack managers every week, who's your next manager out of them two? That's the best way to ask it.
It's Emery.
That's the best way to ask Dan.
Who's going to deliver you the project?
What project?
The project that we're in right now.
Just figure that is young Dirk. Little Dirk was saying. Who's going to deliver you the project, Dan?
William Gerrish.
Who?
Old Madonians. Don't worry.
William Gallas.
Lippy. William Gallas. Sorry, do you call him William? I don't know a William that you call William. It's Will. Bill.
My Uncle William. Yeah. I call my Uncle William, Uncle William.
Is it?
Uncle Will's mad. That's Will Smith.
Yeah.
Uncle Let Will, yeah. Come. Uncle, yeah. Uncle.
You call William William?
Yeah, Uncle William, man.
Oh, Willie Caballero.
Yeah.
Goalkeeper.
Will Smith's album was called Big Willie Star. Anyway, Lippy, Emery or Arteta?
First of all, I see a Will Smith freestyle. He said he's in the Torah, the Quran, and the Bible, and that's blasphemous. But
he's Scientology,
though.
I'll
definitely go.
Yeah.
He's Scientology. It's too much. He might actually be in there in his own mind. But yeah, nah, I'm going with Arteta, man. I think Emery is not.
And Liv, should we even ask?
Yeah. Super Mick, bro.
Super who?
Super Mick Arteta.
Oh.
You think,
Mick McCarthy?
You think Mikel Arteta is not Super Mick? That's Mick McCarthy.
Yeah, it has to be.
Bro, you can't just...
That's a legend.
What are you talking about?
You're going to put... You can't
listen,
put Arteta
I know.
Mick
I only
McCarthy
know one Super Mick, bro, and that's Mick Arteta. Mick McCarthy, I remember my Wolves and that.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. When someone's like not that great, but at the top end of not being great, they're super, bro.
Oh, so Super Mick
That's
Arteta.
That's even a chance. Oh, we've got Super Mick Arteta.
Yeah, it was Super Mick McCarthy. It's like there. Super Mick McCarthy. I just don't think you understand.
Was you the Wolf fans when they were talking?
Mick McCarthy.
Yeah, I went
class.
To an away game, innit?
Class. His nose is
and
class.
And he's a Gallus.
Boys, are Arsenal winning something this season? Just so, because nah. You lot are... we're not. All right, cool.
Yeah, I think we'll win the league.
Bro, Arsenal...
I think
Lippy reckons Arsenal not winning something, but he's better than... It's cool.
Because Pep.
Because Emery's... What's Emery going to win?
Emery will probably win Carabao Cup.
Emery will win something before Arteta now.
Anything.
Moving forward.
Neither of you lots are going to win anything.
Yeah? I don't think so either.
Probably, you believe that, yeah?
Crowd, I need you to let me know, man. Arteta or Emery?
So wait, so can I ask you lot something, yeah? If Una Emery
can you not interrupt
sacked, yeah?
Jordy from going to the next
are
segment?
You're going
to
call me Julian?
Yeah. I was thinking about my cousin Julian. Say something bad about him. He's a really nice guy.
I'm about to say, motherfucker,
you. Voting.
Right, Dan, it's your time.
What about me? I don't want to talk about this game.
Oh, what a game.
Did anybody here watch Chelsea versus Manchester City?
I watched the whole thing.
I proper didn't.
I watched the game.
Listen, let's be honest, yeah? We were set up by Raheem Sterling early doors. He releases a statement with an hour to go that just puts a downer, a grey cloud over Stamford
Bridge. What was it?
Basically saying that he came back from pre-season 2 weeks early and he thought he was going to, you know, be part of this fixture and he wasn't part of the squad or whatever. And he's basically...
He put his gun on the table.
He's basically saying, he's throwing his toys out the pram by saying, I just want clarity on the situation. But now the dressing room's popped down, finished, fried. No wonder we couldn't put the ball in the
bro,
back.
Have you seen your dressing room? Have you seen that clip of you lot training in the gym?
That's bad, man. It looked like pure gym. It looks like pure gym.
January 1st.
Pure gym. Pure gym in Wood Green Harrow. Fam. Couldn't believe the amount of brothers.
I see a video of one of your meetings, just a team meeting, and the room
church.
Was...
It's a church?
Yeah, it's a church.
Man, hey, was standing up.
Hey, listen, it's bonkers. Crazy. Like, now I heard, like, you can't even sign for Chelsea unless you drop a 16.
I hear it.
Oh, if you got braids, we're getting you. Poet, you're in with a chance.
Come on, my brothers. Gusto, my cousin.
All right, so as the man with the Chelsea badge on his chest, what's the good and bad you took from this?
The good was that we can still play football.
I believe so.
So we can play. We were in that game.
I believe so.
The bad is we can't score goals and we can't stop other teams from scoring goals. But everything other than those two things wasn't too bad. And our substitutions were poor.
Can I ask you a question? Enzo does the mad video. Chelsea making captain. They have 9 black men or 8 black men that started that game. Am I crazy for thinking that's crazy?
Not for Chelsea.
That is crazy.
I don't love it.
Let's leave it for done.
I don't love it, but the manager, his name is Enzo.
Enzo, I hear you. Where have you been?
But who would you make captain?
Huh? Raheem Sterling.
He's not in the squad. Get me?
Now we have the problem.
No, but it's actually true. Like,
who on that pitch would you make captain?
Do you make captain in that team that we started?
I understand where you're coming from, but do you know what? If you take a look at the candidates, it's not going to be the guy that just racially abused Mbappe.
Just give me the captaincy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we may as well just do whatever we're doing. You know, we shouldn't. Can you field a team without a captain? Because that's what we should have done.
That's when they give it to the keeper. I think when you have no captain, just give it to the keeper.
That's my next point, by the way. Your keeper is
terrible.
Who Jamaican, is your keeper?
Jamaican.
Jamaican Spanish.
That's an illegitimate child. That's an illegitimate. That child was not.
Well, he's half Jamaican, half Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, proper thing. Sanchez.
He looks like you a bit.
the reaction. He glitched.
I know.
So who do you look like then? Badashili's little brother?
No, Tim Bradley.
Raging. I didn't like that. That was too lazy. It was too lazy that it's almost racist.
Your skin tone saving you there.
I'm throwing the ball back.
Brian Brobby.
Do you know what? You're right. I don't know who the captain is.
He does.
Listen.
Shut the f*** up. Shut the f*** up.
He said they got the same legs.
When Lippy laughs, I hear it so much. Because Lippy don't laugh.
Nah, I don't believe it. That's mad. That's mad. Nah, that man will just punch up a
listen,
car.
Listen, we've got a lot of... We've got squad problems, yeah, that we just... Like, we can't fix this like this. But I think I've figured this out, you know?
Go on.
I think we have a transfer ban, like, right pending on the horizon.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only explanation I can have for buying all these
players. Or it might be a thing where you lot know some kind of, like, you have to sell before you buy a thing's going to happen or something, and you're just going mad.
Now, I'm sure I saw one of the FA chairman or spokespersons said something about Chelsea's like the investigation's coming to its conclusion, because obviously when Boehly and them man bought the club, they had to they basically told the Premier League that there are loads of financial documents missing and blah 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 blah. So it's like they've gone guilty, but it's not our fault, but because we just bought it guilty kind of thing. So
all of
these charges
are
from when Roman was there. So we've still got to be punished for them.
But he kind of can't be punished, kind of thing.
Do you lot remember...
We could still be punished. It's like they've let this loop.
Do you lot remember just before lockdown when everyone bought tissues?
Yes.
Like that.
I think Chelsea on that. They know something's happening.
But nothing happened. Nothing happened with the tissues. That's the
people did kick-offs with them, by the way.
Oh yeah. That's also very true.
I had a big role. Good, though. Big role, though. It was a massive role that was. Industrial.
I got a problem with Chelsea. Go ahead. And it's Enzo again. Forget the racist. Forget racist and forget captain. It's him in that 10.
He's not a 10.
Exactly.
It's like you play me striker, you're not going to get no goals out of me.
What is he then?
I don't know how to play that position. He's not a 10.
He has to be like a systematic 8.
He's a 6.5.
Yeah, yes, yeah. He has to be like a... No, it's true. He's like a deeper lion 8, if that makes sense.
Did they play a 10, though? Did he play in that sort of 10 role, though? Did he?
He's the most advanced midfielder, innit? Out of him and out of Lavia and Caicedo.
But his game isn't getting onto second balls and like last minute. Every time he got in that space where you need him to have a decent touch now, it was a bad touch.
I was trying to work out if it was similar to that Liverpool midfield of Henderson, Fabinho and Wijnaldum. I was thinking, is he like the Wijnaldum amongst the other two? Is it Lavia? But it wasn't. It was
he should be on
forward.
The ball more. So like he should be going and collecting the ball from the back four, popping it off, moving it around. In that 10, by the time you get the ball, it's goal time. Yeah.
And that's not his game.
I don't think he's great at that, though, in England. Picking it up in a danger area, turning, getting the team going.
It's too quick.
It might even be the other midfielders around him or your fullbacks, or but it's just he doesn't Lavia look comfortable.
Good. That's a plus.
Lavia looked really good. But you know what? With Enzo, I feel sorry for him because I think Enzo's actually a class player. But when you've come into a situation like Chelsea, which is completely crazy, 900 players there, 5 managers in 1 year, like it's all crazy. I don't even know if you can even judge him. I feel like he needs like at least 3-4 months.
I don't think you can judge any of these, man, which is why I don't really...
No, some of the guys that are from England, I believe you can judge. But a player that played in Portugal for 5 months, they made a move after the back of the World Cup and is still trying to settle, I think you kind of give him some grace.
You know what? Chelsea used to buy monsters. Like, you buy a player and you're just like, he's going to make Chelsea better.
Now we're
dipping into the Championship to get managers and players... What do you want me to do? Like,
it's mad still.
Dan, think about it. At them times, it was more controlled. Like, you just needed to make 2 or 3 additions. Now you've changed so much, you literally have to change the whole infrastructure. If you brought in someone from the Championship off the back of buying 2 world-class players and he plays well, it don't even look so bad. But when you know you finished 6th last year, you got rid of your gaffer, fam, the Championship, irrespective of how good he is, it just doesn't feel right.
We don't play football. Don't you remember a few years ago where I talked about Mark Salah and capitalism?
Yes.
We are now just a capitalist state. We're not a football team.
This
is just the capitalist goss.
I was trying
to warn against this.
You're killing me, man.
All
right, can Chelsea drop Enzo?
I don't know.
Of course
they can.
Why?
I don't know.
He's a lot of money.
Yes, but it comes to a point where, if he's not helping the team, he's bringing the team down.
I think they shoehorn him every chance they can.
Personally, for me, my concerns with him is his physical ability. Yeah. I feel like the league's too quick for him. He's no engine. He ain't got legs. He doesn't help the other two midfielders cover space.
But he does, though. Like, we've seen him. He can play like that. You just killed him, bro. He's had the ability.
I don't think he's got engine, bro, when I watch him play.
He needs to be in a serious... Like, he needs to be in a midfield with 2 other workmen.
Yeah. I think also it's hard because we played against City. He needs to be in a team where we have the ball.
All right, so should we allow Chelsea this week?
No. Yeah, we played City and we gave them a good
game. Obviously, they weren't expected to win.
He said I saw a thing. He's lost more matches for Chelsea than he's won. And that can't be because of the City game. Enzo, that can't be because of a City game.
It's because Chelsea are
poor. There's other Chelsea players that they don't have that stat, G. You get me, G? So it's like, something's going on.
And the back end of last season, he weren't playing and Chelsea were winning.
So Liv, should we allow them this week?
Loud them, but don't allow Enzo.
I'll agree with that. But I'm not allowing Enzo.
Are you allowing them this week?
Mate, I'm just trying to live, bro.
Before you do go and live, just tell me, because they have too many players. Can you give me 3 Chelsea players that you believe need to be out of the club? Because they're trying to push Raheem Sterling, but what 3 big Chelsea players that have got a huge responsibility should be out of the club?
Sterling,
wow.
Yeah. He's good, but he's not. I know what he is.
Madueke.
Mudrick. Go.
And last?
Nah, bro, I can't. Can you give me more of a list? Because I can give you 15 that shouldn't be here. Put it this way. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm just trying to pick a 3 that I can come to mind.
You could pick 3 in the same position.
Because I was just going for wingers.
No, because when I saw the graphic, you know when they put the graphic, like all the players that play in the position, like, but on the pitch, bro, the whole box was keepers. It was about 8.
We got 7 keepers.
And it's like, none of them are youth. None of them, like, they've all been adults.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. There are some players that have just passed their expiry date in this new type of... Like, I'm upset about Sterling leaving because Jamaica, come on, my brother. But at the same time, if I'm a Chelsea fan, I'm like, I get it. Where if Enzo...
I'm not... I know there's a player in there, in Enzo. So I'm not that fast. I just think it has to be, like cultivated. As long as you can, like, get the right players around him and the right system. And you know what? Let's be honest. Like, as a midfielder, if you're giving the ball to your wingers and your wingers are meaty,
that's dead. It makes you look even worse, bro. And I just don't know how he cannot succeed with Caicedo and Lavia played so well. I think that sort of midfield 3, I trust it, but I think it's what you said. When he gives the ball to the wide players, if they ain't doing nothing.
Do you know what it is? I've been in that position where you play the ball out wide to someone, you think, let me not even continue this dart because we're going to be defending around 4 seconds. So I'm saying, like, what's the point?
But do you know what it is? That midfield three is 3 men that want to be 6s, bro. Yeah? So straight away, you've got Enzo shoehorned into being this forward-thinking creator.
Yeah.
And he's not that. Yeah. So
Do you know what I do definitely want though? João Felix. That's what I definitely do want.
Serious?
Yeah.
Why?
I rate him. I've always rated him.
I think individually he's a great player. Like, he's technically talented, you can tell in it, but I just feel like he hasn't really kickstarted.
He hasn't kickstarted, but career. I think he's played in a poor Chelsea. No one can do it in this team, you know. Chelsea's team, it doesn't matter who you bring in, they will all underperform because of the whole thing.
Apart from Cole Palmer?
Apart from Cole Palmer.
What have you thought about playing him in a 10?
Who? I have. But it's not me. It's not like...
I think he has to be wired, man. Him and Foden, the same story. Because if you just slap a big, ugly six on them, just kick him. Like, he was missing against City.
But do you know what I will say about Cole Palmer? Because he's not like ridiculously fast or anything like that. I think he's cleverer.
I think he's cleverer than people think.
Even if you put a babysitter on him and that person goes everywhere with
around
him, I reckon he'll just take them to a place that they don't want to be.
100%.
He's got that free roll anyways.
He'll drag them to that right pocket anyway.
Yes, when he's over there. Like when Bernardo Silva plays right wing,
I think he'll be the reason that Real don't come for our boy, man, for Saka. We'll go for him instead, yeah, bro.
Cole Palmer at Real. That's a good shot.
I really hope that will happen.
It's a big shot.
He's going to have the numbers, bro.
Nah, man, you've seen his attitude. He's not going Real. You think he's going Spain?
Bro, they are billing some... I don't know what they're billing over there.
Yeah, I know.
They just want everyone. Yeah, they just want everyone. So
I can't wait to take on Chelsea on FM. I'm going to make that my project. But crowd, let us know. I don't even know what to ask the crowd about Chelsea.
Yeah, what do you think about Chelsea?
What do you think about Chelsea?
What should we do with Enzo?
How do I fix this?
I think, honestly, if I was manager... we'd have some changes. Or at least if I was part of the coaching setup. Just for the morale.
What changes would you make?
I'd get rid of 20 players.
Okay. Wow. Did any of them play yesterday?
Yes. One. No, two.
Okay.
Wow.
I still think Chelsea should start Lukaku, but anyway.
Right. News just in. Ange
Postecoglou. I don't even know how to say his name.
Postecoglou.
Yeah, but I just got this, and I quote from Big Ange. He said, usually in my second season, I win things.
That's plural, you know. That's not even like one. I'm winning two things.
Oh, man,
let's take a look what he's involved in.
There's been more than one occasion where in his second season he's won something.
To be honest with you, that's possible. Like, he's not in Champions League, is he?
No.
Wait, hold on. What's that 16 years, 2008?
That's the last time they won.
So I was going to say, if Ange has done that and he's not won nothing since 2008.
Yeah, so Spurs' last trophy was 16 years ago, 08, when I was in year 8.
When they beat?
Hey.
Chelsea?
Come on.
Yeah. Happens.
I feel disgusted by
losing
you lot,
to
man.
Spurs in the final was crazy.
You listen, gave them
when,
a cup,
listen,
bro.
When it's all said and done, it doesn't really matter. Ange is a decent coach, but he's a far better talker. Like, no one really cares.
I agree.
That's it. He's a far better talker.
I actually enjoy watching his interviews. I can't lie.
Yeah, they're cold.
So, do you think he's going to win side this year, guys?
No, nah. Absolutely not.
It's the history. Nothing. I believe in history.
What, and what? So, you think he is?
No, I don't think he is.
Well, that would be history. He said, to be fair, usually.
Which history wins?
Tottenham. I believe in the history that Tottenham don't win things. So, now he's going to see that. Chiellini, that's one of the greatest videos I've seen.
You believe in the history.
I believe in history. Tottenham Hotspur, hey, that day.
You don't want to believe in history too much, boys. It might bite you as well.
Why?
But they've never won in Europe.
Who?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, nah,
we have. We won the European Cup Winners' Cup.
How old are you?
I was...
Cup Winners' Cup was cold, though.
All right, cool. Man, then, yeah, quickly, yeah. Obviously, I wasn't even alive them times, innit, yeah? But obviously, you might probably weren't,
but
yeah?
This is a Steve-O episode.
European, who's you guys?
European. Nah,
he's young.
You swear he's like what? Go ahead.
Not 34, no?
Whoa.
What makes you think that?
I don't know, you know?
Your trousers.
How old are you, Caleb?
I'm 25.
25, bro.
Swear down.
25.
Why does he look 34?
He don't even look 34.
You think me and Lippy look the same age?
What, you think I'm 34? I just realized. Yo, I'm 33 in October, brother. Let me.
Brother, that's the same thing, brother. Come on, that's hair, bro.
The way I used to sprint 6 months ago, it's not the same. 32 and a half ain't the same as 32.
Oh,
so 34?
Yes, man.
36?
Boys, very quickly, one got to go. One got to go, yeah? Pound Sterling or Raheem Sterling?
Go form.
Where are they? But what are they leaving from?
You think that's a good point.
Because Pound can't leave winners talking, but Sterling can leave Chelsea.
Then it sounds like one got a goal.
Raheem, Northwest lost sometimes. Northwest, we lose sometimes.
I'm giving this some serious thought, you know.
Aye. Lippy. Liv, quick question. Sterling at Arsenal over Martinelli?
Northwest 10 in Arsenal.
I'm taking it.
See what I'm saying? I knew this conversation was going to come.
Miles at Arsenal. I need something. Because that's... back to the Emery Arteta thing. That's one thing I give Emery. He gives... When you support a team that Emery's looking after, you get moments. Pepe, 77 million. That was a thing.
That was crazy.
Martinelli, Guendouzi, you understand?
Bro, these are bad names.
No, but it was good. Torreira, that was a moment.
These are terrible moments.
Now, with Sterling, honestly speaking, I feel like, cool, if he comes into this Arsenal team, it will suit him better because at City, we saw he took advantage of having great players around him. He was getting great numbers, do you get? I feel like at Chelsea, he ain't got the team around him, do you get, for him to produce.
He does have moments, though. Even
at Arsenal, he'll have that, do you get? He's got players around him, do you get? Like, he'll make the right runs. You have a guy like an Odegaard, maybe with Mikel Moreno coming in as well, do you get?
Anyway, he's not going to Arsenal, bro. Yeah, I don't
think why not?
Because wages, bro.
One got a goal, based on form, yeah? Mm-hmm. Savage Dan or Dan Burn?
Dan Burn.
Dan Burn has definitely.
Dan Burn has to go 100.
Dan Burn.
He's bad.
Any Dan over Savage Dan?
Kevin De Bruyne or Kevin Stevens?
De Bruyne. Nah.
De Bruyne's done. Yeah. Lippy said.
Wait,
I'll
stop.
No one's getting it. Yeah.
Stop. I remembered who Kevin Stevens is.
I might say Kevin Stevens can go, you know?
Of course you would.
Nah, I'll say De Bruyne.
Javier Mascherano or Lippi?
Ooh.
Now, Mascherano's done.
Can go.
Mascherano's done, man.
Mascherano's done well at the Olympics.
He can go because of Enzo. Enzo never did that, he could have stayed.
All right, two more. Real Ferdinand or Specs?
Real.
Oh.
One got a goal.
Well, one left anyway, so.
You set him up. Why did you do that? Why?
I'm playing. Specs.
Got a goal.
No.
Rio can go. Yeah, Rio can go, man.
Would Gerard Pique or Pique Humble?
Gerard Pique.
100%.
Gerard Pique.
Look what he done to Shakira. Look what he done to Shakira, though.
We don't care about Shakira, man.
I do.
She's too nice.
She's not a jewel for us.
She's a legend, bro.
Shakira.
Shakira's a legend.
Legend to who?
You see when he was rude to De Jong? He wouldn't stand up. That was mad, yeah. I didn't like that.
Boys, 1 minute. Boys. We don't care about Shakira or De Jong here. Forget
that. Man, you got to... Come on, man. Shakira, man.
Come on, pass on.
Them hips don't lie, man.
Jordy,
come on, man. She's a beautiful liar. Come on, my brother, man. Come on, hips don't lie, and you know my thing. Africa?
Huh?
Wasn't she Waka Waka?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cover schools again. Samina. Hey.
All right, anyway, crowd, let us know, man. Subscribe. Let us know, Mikael or Unai. It's Saka world class.
I am.
You ain't won nothing.
Yes, I have. What are you talking about?
What did you win?
I'm trying to wrap you know this what up, man.
I ain't won a trophy in a few years.
How many years? Are you Spurs?
3.
Okay. Crowd, don't forget to subscribe.
Roll to 1 million.
We're out, man.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.